Hey, yo, we was having a ball, and, you know, they asked me to get on the mic, and they asked me, can I kick it? Word. Can I kick it? Yes, you can.
All right, guys, we're going to change things up just a touch today, and we're going to review one of the watches that came in today, and we're going to do a little bit more of this. As watches come in, we're going to review them, so we're super interested in your feedback. Today, a Rolex Explorer 2, reference number 216570, came in today. Now, keep in mind, this is the generation older than the current generation that's out, the 226570. But today we're going to be referencing this piece in particular in this reference number, which was produced from 2011 to 2021. The new reference number, 226570, marked the 50th anniversary of this watch and is the current model. However, this piece represents one of the brand's most tool-orientated models. Rolex released the first Rolex Explorer II in 1971, specifically for explorers that were exploring caves. This watch was designed for cave explorers in particular to differentiate between day and night while spending extended periods of times in dark caves. And thanks to the orange arrow-tipped hand that pointed to the 24-hour bezel. However, Rolex updated the Explorer 2 in about the mid-80s, not only to include independent hour hands, but also transforming the Explorer 2 from a watch with an AM/PM indicator into a GMT watch, but also a white dial was added. This piece specifically has a 42 millimeter case, a 3187 automatic movement, an orange 24-hour hand, and of course, everything is loomed. And when I say loomed, I should mention, and I should be more specific and more precise, the hands and the hour markers are loomed. So going back to 2011, when this reference number was dropped, Rolex ushered in a new generation of explorers, this one, right? At the time, 2011, it was new, with the new reference number of 216570, and it came with some changes. The watch went from a 40 millimeter size to a 42 millimeter size, and the movement was replaced with the caliber 3187. Now, it's important to understand that I didn't even know this for a long period of time. When Rolex increases the size of the watch from, say, 40 millimeter to 42 millimeter, what they do is they increase the movement size, which increases the case size. Rolex also replaced the red 24-hour hand of the previous two references with an orange 24-hour hand that was similar to the one used in the very first Explorer 2 references. Also in 2011, with the reference 216570, that marked the 40th anniversary of the Rolex Explorer 2 and the reveal back of the orange marker hand, which was met with some contradicting opinions, to say the least. But the cool part about this watch is it also comes in a white dial, which is called a polar dial. We have pictured here a black dial, but the polar dial is also a great option. Speaking of great options, I believe this is one of the best Rolex options at the $10,000 mark. It will hold value. The white polar dial will have a slight premium and hold a little bit more value over the black dial, but this is a great piece at the $10,000 mark, especially if you want to move away from a Submariner or a GMT, which are wildly popular at that mark. Overall, I think it's a pretty cool piece, especially at 10K. It's going to hold your value. It's a safe investment. Not really my cup of tea as a watch. Like, I wouldn't wear this watch personally. However, I respect it and think it's a great option in that $10,000 mark. I'm a lover of all watches. I'm just a little picky on what I wear. Personally, I prefer rubber straps on APs because they fit me best. The Oyster bracelet on Rolexes just doesn't really sit on my wrist very well. I just prefer rubber. All right, guys, that's what I got for you today. That is my little change in the format here. I'm very interested in what you guys think of the change in the format. So if I can ask a favor of everyone listening, let me know what you think. Do you like it? Do you not like it? Tell me. Yes, no. Either way, shoot me an email, support@chriswarns.com. Let me know what you think because I love you guys. I appreciate you guys and I want to deliver you the best content that you like. So let me know and I'll catch you next time.
Can I kick it? That flows in layers. Right now, Fife is a point sayer. At times, I'm a studio conveyor. Mr. Dinkins, would you please be my mayor? You'll be doing us a really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to rhythms, Quest is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave you. Feel free, drop your pants, yak your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or